Jay Dior Productions.
This is Jay, and I'm here to get my producer bag real quick by promoting Jay Dior Productions. Now, if you're a supporter of the brand, then you already know Jay Dior is stamped at the end of each episode, but we always looking to grow. So if you're trying to start a podcast, but you just don't know what to do to get it going, then you came to the right place. For more information on how to get started, you can holler at me on IG at Jay Dior Productions. You can send an email to jdorproductions@gmail.com, or you can go to the show notes of any of the other podcasts that's already under Jay Dior Productions. Once that's done, we can take it from there.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Welcome back to the spot where folks like to drink a lot. The fastest growing happy hour on the planet. Y'all know how I do, man. Let me get these house notes out the way. First and foremost, rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. If this your first time stopping through on YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Also, make sure you hit that notification bell for all new content. Make sure you give this video a thumbs up. But at the end of the day, however you consuming this episode, I'm grateful. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And most importantly, shout out to all y'all out there who's supporting. I mean, I wouldn't be here if y'all ain't want me here. Today, we celebrate the life of a special man. Somebody who's really put the culture on their back. Yeah, that's right. I'm talking about Martin Luther King. I mean, he means a lot to the community, and especially to me, because that's somebody who, you know, I call myself modeling myself after that man in a lot of different ways. Hopefully, you ain't been living under a rock, so I ain't gonna give you a history lesson, but we owe him a lot. I mean, he wasn't perfect, but who is, though? We definitely know how to have fun as a community. Constantly coming up with something creative on the internet. You know, the internet stayed undefeated. I mean, some of the funniest stuff I've seen pertaining to him on the internet is like when they put MLK all on the flyers or whatever. But that just folks just bamming out. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Because he was so chill and he had a laid-back personality, plus he stood on business. This week, I think I got the right jump to jump out there with.
Hit me one time! In the place to be, I went to John Jay University. And since kindergarten, I acquired the knowledge. And at the 12th grade, I went straight to college. Now with the king, that's a prime mind singer. P to the R, got an R&B singer. Roll with the flow track, with the soul from the back. Pick up the case, better yet, pick the place. So let me put my big brown tweaky old lip.
Overseas hunters,
hey, with the
360 hunters,
hey, with the
yeah, here we go.
Run with the Kings was the first joint that came to my mind. Nah, I'm lying. It was a Riker. It was a Riker joint that came to my mind for real, for real. Hey, but think about this though. Is there an MLK in like every state? I mean, like when you driving around and all that, like a street, a block, a ave, something. I swear, every time I'm driving around in another state, I always see an MLK or something. But anyway, man, shout out to Back for that joint. That joint right there is always going to be a classic, man. But I ain't going to hold y'all no longer, man. It's time for me to get up out of here anyway. But before I dip, remember these three words. Y'all should already know what it is, man. Long live Go-Go. I can't forget all my out-of-town stars out there. You know I got love for y'all, but ain't nothing like home. 10 for Jen, 9 for Wine. I'm going to holler at y'all next time. I'm out. This show was produced and engineered by
JDR Productions.
You can catch up on all your favorite episodes of Jumping Out There on the YouTube page and your favorite streaming platforms.